a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Hunha?
Here.
Lederman?
Here.
Sohold?
Here.
Teason? Welke?
Here.
Holeen?
Here.
Kirkaby?
Here. Thank you. We do have a quorum, and Senator Teason is in another committee, and that's just the process that we're going to be having this time of session. I know that Senator Lederman will have to bug out and chase another bill somewhere else. Committee members, I believe you all had the opportunity to take a look at our minutes from last week, and the chair would entertain a motion to do something with those.
So moved.
Thank you, Senator Holeen. Motion
second.
And a second from Senator Sohol. Comments on that motion? Thank you. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, minutes are approved. Remind everybody that's offering some testimony to please sign in. Use that courtesy mode on your cell phones. Remind this committee that we do have six bills scheduled for Wednesday, so actually we'll get to go to work. Tentatively, we'll do some reviewing. Maybe we can still start at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, but we'll verify that here shortly. Anything else to come before this committee, before we get into our bills for this morning? If not, I hope everybody is happy with their Super Bowl victory.
Yeah.
First on our agenda, Senate Bill 201. Proponent testimony on Senate Bill 201. Good morning, Senator Jensen.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Senator Phil Jensen, District 33. Senate Bill 201 is a bill that I think deserves some attention at some point in time. I believe that it needs attention from the medical aspect and also from the local control aspect. But at this point in time, I'm going to ask the committee to table this bill.
Thank you, Senator. And I guess now we'll float this out to, we have a couple of individuals that were wishing to speak against that. I hope that doesn't make your day gloomy, but that is certainly is a request of the prime sponsor. With that, I will float this idea, this possible motion, out to our committee members. Senator Sohol.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move table Senate Bill 201.
Second.
Thank you. And it's seconded by Senator Holeen. That is final action, non-debatable motion. Motion is to table Senate Bill 201. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Hunoff?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Sohol?
Aye.
Teason? Welke?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Kirkaby?
Aye.
6A.
Senate Bill 201 is tabled. Senator Jensen, we appreciate you bringing forth this bill, and certainly we're all looking forward to something, some version of this next year. And hopefully we'll be able, this committee will be able to treat you a little kinder next year. Thank you for your time this morning. Next, proponent testimony on Senate Bill 224. Proponent testimony on Senate Bill 224. Seeing none. Senator Monroe, good morning. It was good. Proponent testimony, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Jeff Monroe. Senator, I'm introducing Bill 224. This is an act that is basically taking the aviation statutes, and there is a lot of cleanup in the bill. I've read the bill twice, and so I can answer most of your questions. The first part of the bill, the first part of the bill, what it does, it changes some definitions that are somewhat out of date. It changed the definition of, took out the definition of things like airstrip and the things that you land on the fields, and it moves it all into the under the definition of airport. It takes the name of, takes the South Dakota State Air Aeronautics Commission changes it all to be termed as commission. Takes out, for instance, it takes out the term aeronaut as opposed to astronaut, so that that must be an outdated term. One goes across and one goes straight up. So things like that, it cleans up these types of terms. Takes the South Dakota statute, pardon me to say this, Mr. Chairman, it takes the South Dakota statute and makes it a total confirmation of the federal aviation commission. But we need to do those things, apparently. And so, aside from the basic cleanup things in the bill, what it does, if there's any concern, I could see that it would be in the fees. That's what I've heard in discussion. I can explain the fees real well. It looks like it's real complicated. What it's doing is it had about, I counted about six different weight classes in aircraft, and it doesn't really raise the fees over the ceiling for most of those. What it does is instead it takes the one that was number six and moves it into the same class as five, four into three, two into one. And it groups the aircraft weights into three different categories, with their fee that being the next step up, rather than five or six different categories. I didn't memorize the whole bill, but I think it's at six. So the dealer's license is increased. This is for people that sell more than a certain number of airplanes every year. And the average age of the aircraft in South Dakota is about 40 years old. And if an aircraft is 10 years old, it then becomes, under the present law, you might say an antique or old aircraft, and they only have to pay half the amount of annual registration fee. What they're doing is increasing that 40 years and calling a 40-year-old airplane now older airplane, since it's over the average age of an airplane. There are a lot of little details in here. The money that's collected from all the fees goes into the aeronautics fund, and I believe it's another bill to appropriate those funds. If you have any questions, I'll do my best to answer, but I believe I probably could. But basically, a bill that's wanted on by the people who wrote the bill, and apparently within the industry. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're very welcome, Senator Monroe. Additional proponents on Senate Bill 224. And good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Bill Nevin. I'm legal counsel for the Department of Transportation. As Senator Monroe mentioned to you folks, the purpose of this bill is a general cleanup of Title 50, which governs aviation. There are two primary features of the bill. The first is the repeal of various statutes concerning aviation-related activities that have been preempted over the years by the Federal Aviation Administration. Second, primary purpose or feature is that the demands or repeals other sections of the code to reflect actual activities of the Aeronautics Commission and the Department of Transportation, and which of those entities is actually performing those functions. In addition, as you alluded to, it also implements certain FAA regulatory requirements. Mr. Chairman, if I might, I'd like to go through the bill not in great detail, but to try to give a little further explanation of what we're doing here. With respect to the preemption issue, for example, in Section 1 of the bill, we're eliminating from the definition of terms used in Title 50, air instruction, air school, flying club. Those are now exclusively regulated by the FAA. We're also eliminating language that describes landing fields and landing strips, as Senator Monroe.
Thank you very much. I don't believe there's anybody else signed up, but are there additional proponents to Senate Bill 224? Anybody else wishing to speak in support of Senate Bill 224? I do not believe there's any opposition to Senate Bill 224. Is there anybody here wishing to speak against Senate Bill 224? Seeing none, we will close public testimony, turn it over to committee questions. Senator Holine.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question for Mr. Nevin. It's a two-part question, Mr. Chair. Is that all right?
Yes.
Thank you. Where you're raising the fees for registration and such, what does the money go to and why raise it?
Mr. Chairman, thank you, Senator. The money goes into the aeronautics fund. The money from all fees collected goes into the aeronautics fund. The additional money that would be raised with these fee increases is really relatively modest. The increase in registration fees would only amount to about $2,300 a year. The increase in the dealer's licensing and certificates would bring in about $38,000. So it's about $40,000 total would be raised through the increases being proposed in this bill. All of those funds are going to be aeronautics.
Thank you. Did the Aeronautics Board approve these changes as recommended?
Mr. Chairman, yes, Senator Hunhoff. The Aeronautics Commission was involved in the drafting of this bill.
Thank you. Ms. Chair, I have a question for the Secretary, if I could.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay, I've got your statement of fund balance in front of me. Recognizing that the previous testifier said it was approximately $40,000, and looking at what's been happening, approximately about $1.5 has been taken out of the fund, I would assume, for bills, for budget, for the state share, for projects. So you're running about a $4.7 million fund balance. So explain to me, realizing this is only $40,000 and that's not much, are we looking at some expenditures there, or there was reference to another bill coming up?
Mr. Chair, if I may, and you would think I would have learned by now not to just gratuitously show up and listen in on committee hearings, because you always end up getting a question. The primary in the one of the concerns of the commission is the primary use of those aeronautics funds is to provide the matching funds on the FAA grants that we receive in South Dakota every year. We just got a new FAA program or bill was passed in February of this year. It had been 5 years of extensions. One of the things that happened under the new FAA bill was there was a change in the match requirements for those funds. Historically, FAA grants always came on a 95-5 match basis, and it used to be that the commission, through their aeronautics fund, would pay two of the five, and then the local sponsor would pay three of the five. And then a couple of years ago, the commission flipped that, and they went to the state paying three out of the aeronautics fund, the local sponsor paying two. Under the new FAA bill, on all those FAA grants now, the local match requirement went from 5 to 10. So the amount of state and local funds that need to be raised is has doubled. And the commission has been struggling trying to determine, based on the balance and the revenues into the aeronautics fund, how much of that 10 the state can continue to pay going forward and how much of that's going to be passed on to the local government entities. The first year, the commission chose to cover the entire additional five, so the state's paying a total of eight, but the balance in that fund isn't going to cover. It will be depleted in a few years if they continue to go at that rate. So there are some, in the next few years, there are going to be some increasing demands on the Aeronautics Fund. I hope that I'm addressing your question, Senator.
Thank you.
Any additional committee questions regarding Senate Bill 224? Any committee discussion and or action on Senate Bill 224? Going once. Senator Holine, you have some words of wisdom on Senate Bill 224.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I really don't. I'm trying to decide, truthfully. I mean, if it's just a nominal increase, then why have the increase? Just because it's been a long time since you've raised fees, why, you know, doesn't seem to be good justification for me. And granted, it's outside of my comfort zone. With that said, just for the sake of moving the committee along, I'll make a recommendation of do pass.
Motion do pass, Senator Holing. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Second by Senator Hunhoff on this 50-page bill that the prime sponsor, he did have to take off. He did give me a note. He had to go elsewhere and do some testimony. Motion before you is a do-pass motion on Senate Bill 224. Any other comments or discussion on that motion in front of you?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you. Well, I think my first question was the Aeronautics Board, that they've reviewed this and made the recommendation to go forth with the bill. I think the second piece is more of a long-term, and certainly can appreciate my colleague, Senator Holing, about the value of this when it's only $40,000. But I think what the Secretary says, we've got to keep in mind here, and it's certainly not a significant amount, but that is how the process works. And if the feds are going to require a higher match, and there's only about $4.7 million, the Aeronautics Board is going to have to look, because these are what we use for matching dollars. So this may be a beginning process or some other forms. But unfortunately, I think that we need to keep this going in the sense that it's only 40, but it does put the burden back on the users for the planes and that they're being assessed. And certainly we hear about 33 years and 20 years that fees have not been adjusted. And certainly is a period of time. And as long as the industry was supportive, I think we need to go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Hunhoff. Additional comments on that motion do pass on Senate Bill 224. Seeing none, that is the motion before this committee to send Senate Bill 224 down to the Senate floor and do pass motion. Liz, would you please call roll?
Senator Hunhoff?
Aye.
Lederman? Soholt?
Aye.
Thiessen? Welke?
Aye.
Holing?
No.
Kirkaby?
Hi.
Four yay, one nay, and two excused.
Senate Bill 224 is going down to the House, the Senate floor on a do-pass motion.
Old habits die hard, Mr. Chair.
It is going to be exciting having Senator Monroe carry this 50-page bill down on the floor. Thank you. And I certainly did forget. We have a new page. Could you come up, hit the seat, make sure that button's on, because we have several questions for you.
Hit this one?
Yep.
Hello.
We want to know who you are, where you're from, and where you're going in the future.
My name's Reagan Arnoldy. I'm from Kennebec, South Dakota, and I'm going to the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. And I'm hoping to major in speech pathology. Yeah.
We hope that you enjoy your next 2 weeks here.
I hope I do, too. I'm having a lot of fun so far.
Thank you very much.